So she is the president of the Frederick County Foster and Adoptive Parent Association, and they've got a big fundraiser coming up this week. It's going to be Friday. Christy, thank you for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, tell me a little bit about you, first of all, your background. Are you, obviously, being that you're the president, I don't know if it's a prerequisite, but I'm sure you're probably a foster parent, right?
That's right. I am. Yeah, I've been a foster parent for a little over 4 years now.
What? I mean, and I don't mean, I don't want to get too personal. And if I get too personal, you just tell me to shut up and I'll move on. Do you have kids of your own? And what made you decide to get into the foster parenting world?
I have some kids that I've adopted.
Okay.
I have one child that I've adopted from foster care. I didn't have any children when I started.
Okay.
As a foster parent. There are kids that need help. I grew up in a really stable family, and it just kind of kills me that there are kids that don't have that they don't get to have two parents that love them and take care of them and, you know, just meet their basic needs, let alone, you know, the extra love that most of us tend to provide for our kids. And I just thought I could step into the gap a little bit.
And, you know, was that a hard decision for you? Is that something that you pondered for a while before you actually, you know, made the first step to start the process?
Yeah, I think I had already always thought that I would be a foster parent even when I was a child. So I thought about it for a long time. I'm not married, so that kind of had me hesitant, I think, to start because it was just going to be a lot of work to do as a single person. There's definitely a lot to consider when you start to do it, but, eventually you just jump in and you figure things out, and it's been a pretty wild ride, but amazing.
What are the obstacles for becoming a foster parent as a single parent? I would think that they would always probably want a two-parent household, and obviously that's not the case.
No, actually, when it comes to being a foster parent, you can be single or married. I mean, there's not a ton of restrictions. I mean, obviously, you need to be, you know, to have a stable background, not a criminal background. There's some, you know, background checks you have to go through. There's a lot of training and home study process before they license you. But in terms of requirements, as long as you're, as long as you're, I think, over the age of, it's 21 or 25, I'm not sure the details, but as long as you're the right age, you can pretty much apply. I mean, they need foster homes so badly that, to be that picky doesn't
right.
really work too well. I mean, for me as a single person, I mean, it's just the same things that it would be difficult to do if I was just a single mom, if I had had kids and then, you know, split from their parent, their father. That I'm doing it all by myself and schedules are difficult and all the responsibilities on me and, you know, all the financial burden, all those pieces. I mean, it's pretty much just like, in many ways, like being a single mom of non-foster kids.
Tell me what the biggest, what is the largest age group that has the most need?
You know, it used to be that we were seeing, I think, a lot of teenagers come into care, and that was the hardest group to place because a lot of people, tend to want younger kids. Now, with the opioid crisis and so much that's going on in that area, one of the greatest needs is often to find someone who can take infants, specifically drug-exposed infants. We're seeing that population grow quite a lot in the last few years.
One of the biggest things you guys got going on is this Friday, the annual car wash is Friday. It's your one of your biggest and primary fundraisers of the year, which is sponsored by Joe Parsley and Gloria over there at Frederick Shell, Frederick's favorite all-cloth car wash. And he opens it up, and they do a wonderful thing. And he actually is a former foster parent himself, right?
That's right, yes. He and his wife were foster parents for a number of years, and this is the 15th year that they've done the car wash for us, and they just provide their regular professional car wash services, but they donate the proceeds from 12 to 6 on Friday, May 11th, are donated to the association. And we have people there as well who are able to answer questions, people from the Foster Parent Association or from the Department of Social Services, just to talk about being a foster parent, answer questions. We do a bake sale, have a little tent set up there. So it's really fun.
I'm pretty sure that Tim May from the afternoon show will be out there. We've generally broadcasted there every year for, geez, I think at least 5 or 6 years now, if not longer, back when John Petrulis was still, you know, just kind of walking around in a big goofy hat. So, you know, it's a wonderful organization. They do wonderful things. And if somebody out there is thinking about it, and wants to get more information, Friday would be a great place. But if somebody wants it beforehand and they want to maybe get that wheel started, the ball rolling, what should they do?
Probably the easiest thing to do if you're interested in becoming a foster parent is to contact the Frederick County Department of Social Services. You can, they're on Facebook, you can Google it, you can look on the Maryland Department of Human Resources website to get confirmation or contact information for Frederick County, and you can find out who to call and find out when the next information session is. They're usually held the first Wednesday of every month, and you can just come and you'll get to talk to people and find out about the process and can decide if it's right for you.
Sounds like a great idea. Christy, appreciate you being part of it. And again, it's from noon until 6, and you don't actually have to get your car washed that day. You can get the gift certificate, you can get whatever, and you can go get that done whenever. But that would be a great day. If you're thinking about getting your car washed, Friday would be a great day to do it. Christy, appreciate the time. Thank you so much.